For the third time this summer, Environment Canada has issued a heat warning for large parts of British Columbia. Following the first significant heat wave in late June and early July, when 569 people died as a result, Minister of Public Safety Mike Farnworth warned British Columbians of the dangers of the coming high temperatures. This summer has been a stark reminder of the impacts of climate change, and the need to continue preparing for hotter weather and more difficult fire seasons, as individuals and as a province, Farnworth said during Wednesday's press conference. People who are evacuated from their homes due to the wildfires are particularly vulnerable during this time, and local governments are being encouraged to let evacuees know about cooling center locations in their area. Cooling center locations, and more information on the province's response to the heat, can be found on the provincial government's website. The heat warning is largely centered around the Lower Mainland, parts of Vancouver Island, the North Coast and the North Thompson and 100 Mile regions. Meanwhile, temperatures are forecast to reach the mid-30s in the Okanagan over the next couple of days, but Environment Canada has only issued a less severe weather statement for the region, around the heat and wildfire smoke. We are dealing with challenges on many fronts right now, both smoke and hazards from wildfires combined with unusual heat and the continuing challenges we have with this pandemic, Dr. Bonnie Henry said Wednesday. High temperatures are expected to last throughout the province until Sunday. Henry noted the importance of checking in on more vulnerable people, like the elderly, during periods of extreme heat.